This is the Memory Palace. I'm Nate DiMeo. Picture a 9-year-old boy. Picture an actual 9-year-old boy. A nephew or a little brother, your neighbor's kid, your own kid. Maybe you remember yourself at that age. Now picture that boy in Pennsylvania, 1909, 1913, a mile or so down below the surface of the earth in a narrow mine shaft, starting his 12-hour shift as a nipper. Coal mines were, and of course still are, miserable places to be. They're cold and dank and they're dangerous. Setting aside cave-ins for a second, there's still the fumes, the methane gas that can leak and kill the canaries and the men who breathe it in. And so to control the flow of the breathable air through the tunnels, they'd build these heavy wooden doors. And the doors couldn't stay open for very long, or the air would quickly tip from merely stale and oppressive to lethal. A nipper would sit by the doors for 12 hours, in the cold, in the dark, all alone, at 9 years old. Sitting, if he was lucky, with a small gas lamp, too dim to read by, but bright enough to make the eyes of the rats glow. And he'd wait to hear a cart approaching the door, carrying tools or men down or coal back up. Sometimes it would be pulled by a mule walking blind through the dark. Sometimes it would be on a track, barreling down unmanned or unmuled, led by gravity. The boy would have to move very quickly. The carts could go really fast, and he'd have to open up the door in time for them to get in, and then shut it behind the cart so the airflow doesn't get effed up, and then run to the door at the other end and do the same thing. Which is a bad enough job, but it was also incredibly dangerous. You could stumble in the dark and get run over, and many, many boys died that way. But more still died because they were little boys, alone in the dark, with nothing to do but to sit and be cold and be scared, and to listen for hoofbeats or the grinding of wheels. And they'd fall asleep. And the mules wouldn't see the closed doors, and the carts would keep coming, and the boys would be dreaming next to the doors when they exploded inward.